You're listening to a podcast from 702.
Today, we are in conversation now with Telkom Business. Unlimit your business, unlimit your life. We're joined in the studio by the managing executive, Telkom Business and Home Solutions, Makhosi Tsamano Mabaso. Good morning.
Good morning, Thabo.
You well?
I'm very well, thank you.
No, good. Thank you very much for joining us and being a part of the Clement Magnatella show. Let's go straight to the point here, right? Why has it become a necessity for businesses to become connected? Why has connectivity become so necessary for businesses?
Yeah, so I think, Thabo, really the basic concept of connectivity in business, you know, it's as follows. And I always like to give very practical examples, right, so that people can just be in a position to relate to that. You know, for you to be able to stand and pay, you know, any purchase that you've done with the business, it requires connectivity, because that's exactly where you're going to tap your card to make the purchase.
Yeah.
So really, it's quite important, because from a business perspective, it really improves the interaction, you know, with your customers. It improves the business efficiencies, you know, with your customers. So it's right at the core, right? It's right at the core. And it's a pity, because, you know, I always say that when it comes to broadband, you know, it's not something that you touch,
yeah.
You know, it's not
yeah.
something that you touch and you feel,
yes.
You know, but, you know, those are some of the things that are quite important, you know, for any business to consider. And then I think over and above that, you know, a lot of businesses now, they are also starting to see how do they become a lot more digital, right? You can't do that without having the backbone of broadband, you know, behind that.
Yeah.
I like to give an example about Sweep South. You know, it's a typical one whereby it's a digital platform that was put together, anchored by the broadband. And because of that, you start having the demand and the supply coming together, you know. So really, broadband is quite key for businesses. Where we're going as a country, you just cannot think about digitalization of your business without anchoring that with broadband.
011-883-0702. By the way, let me begin right now and invite you to give us a shout as well. And this platform is really for businesses that want to take their business to the future. And you've got some questions that you need clarity on around what technology you should be employing, or what product you should be employing in order to be able to carry out certain customer-facing services, maybe cloud-based internal operations that you are currently carrying out in your business. Makhosi will be able to help us with that conversation. So give us a call, 011-883-0702, or you can send us your WhatsApp messages, 072-702-1702, as we immediately get into this conversation. So a business like this, right, media business, certainly we benefit a lot, and the benefit of being connected is immediate, and it was particularly even more immediate during a time of COVID-19. But from a customer-facing service point of view, how does this connectivity improve the customer experience?
Yeah, so a lot, right? One of the things, for example, you'll know, Thabo, that nowadays, you don't necessarily have to go to a shop to actually purchase whatever you want to purchase. You can sit at the comfort of your home and be in a position to purchase from all sorts of businesses,
yeah.
You know, Take a Lot and all those.
Yeah.
And that really gives you the opportunity to get your product right at your doorstep,
right.
You know. So from a service perspective, guess what? And I think we've forgotten that there used to be a point in time where if you want to purchase anything else, you must get out of the house and go and buy it, right?
And from the Petron.
Yes, El Pop Petron. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that has seamlessly evolved,
yes.
You know.
Yes.
And it's interesting how that has happened, because we probably finding ourselves doing it so often that it's so effortless. That on its own, it's customer service, you know.
Yeah.
So businesses are always looking at, how do I make it easier for my customers? How do I make it seamless for my customers to be able to purchase my product? And it's for both, right? Even if you have a problem with that particular service, you can always contact them via the platforms that they've created for you, with the apps, and really be able to correct whatever, you know, quality assurance issues that you probably have.
Yeah.
So it really sits at the center of it. I think even in the future, from an e-commerce perspective, I think that's going to grow in South Africa. We've seen the numbers going up, you know, year on year. It's becoming a part of who we are. It's becoming a part of how we transact, you know, with our businesses. Yeah.
Yeah. The first fiber optic data connectivity point, I think, dates back a couple of years ago, and it began in Europe. It's now become a thing. I think it's more refined, and probably there's much better penetration. But you talk about broadband in itself being something that is not really tangible. I mean, there's been in the internet connectivity. Mm-hmm. One would ask, why make the switch to fiber?
Yeah, so if you go back, one of the ways that we used to connect is through copper. You know, DSL services used to be the way, the platform that we'd used to connect. And if you look at the DSL back then, the speeds would start at 2 megabits per second. I think recently now the speeds are starting at about 5 megabits per second all the way to 40 megabits per second. Now,
that's fast.
Transition that to fiber.
Yeah.
The low entry speeds, you know, at least in our world of fiber, it's 25 megabits per second. It goes all the way up to 500 megabits per second.
Oh.
Right? So check that evolution, right?
Yeah,
from where we were and where we are, right? So really, that's the first thing. And then the second thing is fiber, it's really a superior connection comparatively to the copper, probably even comparatively to the fixed wireless access, right? Because there you won't have issues of the electricity is off probably, or even the network, for example, is probably not performing the way it should be. It's constant experience that you'll have in your house. As long as you are in the house, you know, our recommendation is always for you to get yourself a fixed fiber service, which is what we're talking about here. And of course, because we are fixed individuals and we are a remote individual, you know, when you are remote, then you'll probably get almost like a mobile data, you know, type of connection. So really, I think from our end, the fiber really gives you that superior experience that you're looking for. And I think in a home environment, you are looking for that, because that's where your kids and yourself are probably connecting to the likes of Netflixes and Disneyses of the world.
Yeah.
You want a constant broadband, you know.
Yeah.
Interruptions will be very, very irritating for you, you know, as a family.
Yeah.
So from that perspective, it's that superiority that we are actually selling when it comes to fiber.
So three things when you speak of a business fiber that pop up. One is the speed you've already mentioned, and maybe you can expand a little bit what is required as far as speed in business today. The number of users at a given time that can get on the platform.
Yeah.
And the other one, of course, is the downtime. What happens when you experience a downtime? But let's start with the speed. What is the required speed if you are in business and you're putting a fiber on that?
It's really much dependent on what you want to use it for, right? We usually get it wrong and we think that go for probably the most affordable fiber, you know, but we need to apply a mind in terms of what you want to use it for. So, for example, in a business where you have about 10 to 15 devices that you want them to connect to, that's one. You probably want to use that for intensive, you know, data security, you know, video conferencing. Those are naturally quite consuming type of services.
Yeah.
So in that type of a scenario, would probably want you to consider about 100 megabits per second so that you get the optimum experience. But in a scenario where you probably have about two or three devices in the business, and you're probably just using your broadband merely for basic communication, basic messaging, you know, type type of thing, basic downloading of files, we'll probably recommend about 25 megabits per second. So it's really dependent on what you want to use it for. So if you come into on our website, we do help you, you know, ask you a couple of questions. What do you want to use it for? This one, that one. So in that type of a scenario, then we then recommend for you that this is probably an ideal package that you must consider, right? So that you get that maximum experience that you're looking for. And what we find, Thabo, is that because maybe most of us would probably go for the low end, and then we overlay that on the things that we want to do, we then realize that this experience is not optimum. And that comes with assumptions, you know, that says probably this is actually not working. But what we missed to do was just to ensure that we really align it with the things that we want to use it for.
All right, let's take a question from Tembi, a quick one here, saying, I hear Makhosi saying, with fiber, there's no interruption when there's no electricity. Please clarify, because I'm currently dealing with the situation here where when the electricity goes off, my Wi-Fi goes off as well.
Thank you very much, Tembi. So one of the things that we do from a telecom perspective is, as you buy our fiber, we give you, or rather it's an opportunity for you to purchase complementary services. And then I'm talking about the interrupted power supply. Right. So as and when probably Eskom drops you from a load shedding perspective, what we do is we bundle our fiber with that so that from a business perspective, you don't have that type of interruption, you know, from that perspective. And we do it for both business as well as for home, because we know that the load shedding is probably going to be with us for a while. So therefore, we recommend that every time we sell it, we really recommend to the customers, you know, that we do that. And if you think about it, remember, with the load shedding, it really has negative impact on your routers because it's a surge, right? It's the electricity surge. Every time it goes down, you don't always know what second it will go down.
Yeah.
That surge then comes through. So to prevent, you know, those type of circumstances, it then becomes important that we complement you with these, you know, uninterrupted power supply, so that you have that optimum experience. Continuously so.
Like Tembi, you can send us your thoughts as well and questions 011-883-0702, or otherwise you can send them through on 072-702-1702. We'll take those and get Makhosi to address them. So Eskom induced downtime. But what happens when you experience downtime because of the actual service, and how is that avoided? I mean, is it important that in my contract with you, when I engage with you, I see there a note that says, what happens when it's downtime? Do I get rebate? Do you reimburse me? How does it work?
So Toby, you don't actually... you shouldn't be experiencing downtime.
The system is offline. I don't know what that means.
Ideally, you should not be experiencing a downtime. But nevertheless, I think in an instance whereby you do, we always have our call center numbers, you know, that's available for you. Always ready to assist you, you know, in that regard. I think if it's a longer downtime, depending on the technical issues that we may have, definitely we do look at how we can actually reimburse you for the time that you were down. In other cases, what we do is because it's probably a bit longer, we'll probably complement you with an LTE service, you know, in your home, so that you know, you don't have such interruption, you know. So then we complement you with that. While we're actually fixing that.
And does the LTE work similar to a solar system in a house that automatically kick in terms of the option of the two, or do you have to start it? Do you have to switch?
No, it's not necessarily automatically interchangeably.
Okay.
No, it's not necessarily. And merely because it's two separate technologies.
Right.
So the switching would not happen at that level.
Okay.
You know, yeah.
Okay.
So it wouldn't be from that view, yeah.
Let's take some calls. 011-883-0702, 072-702-1702. We've got Lisela. He's calling us from Limpopo. In the north there. Lisela, good morning.
Good morning, how are you?
I'm well. Hope you're well, too.
I'm okay.
Yeah, go for it.
I'm actually in Tielburg in Limpopo, to be specific.
Mm-hmm.
I'm calling because, obviously, I mean, I used to stay in the urban areas. Now I've moved back home, and I've seen the rollout of fiber in the complexes where I used to stay. Now, my question is, are there any plans or programs already in progress or being rolled out in the rural areas, or what is in place? What is happening? Because it's a struggle where I am.
Lucilla, I appreciate that in Limpopo. That was one of the questions I would have put to Makhosi, but it's good that you have actually asked it. So we're speaking business, and most of the time when we speak of fiber, we're speaking of places where it's urban, where they've dug up, they've put the cable on the floor, and so on and so forth. And so it's very easy for businesses to be connected. But rural businesses struggle to get fiber connection. Mm.
So, Thabo, when we talk rural, that's where we need to shift the conversation to what we call technology agnostic, right? So we have multiple.
That's big.
Yeah.
English word, technology agnostic. What does it mean?
So we have multiple technologies that can be able to give you the same experience that you're looking for.
All right.
Right? From a fiber perspective. So in essence, if you think about it, fiber just gives you broadband, right? So satellite solution, for example, it's one of the solutions that we use quite a lot in the rural areas. Fixed wireless access as well, right? It's also one of the solutions that we use in the rural areas. And of course, where we have good copper, right? Where we have good copper. So when we have this conversation, we always look at the best solution to deliver, right? To fulfill the need, you know, for their particular customers. We work quite a lot with farmers, you know, in the rural areas.
Yeah.
And I know most of the time they actually would prefer satellite solutions, right? I think it's a bit expensive, but actually the experience from their end, you know, it's really something that they actually appreciate. So where we're not able to get to the rural with fiber, we have those complementary technologies, and that's what we mean by technology agnostic.
Okay.
Know? Yeah, that's exactly what we're talking about.
So what is fixed wireless access?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
So fixed wireless access, it actually talks to what I referred to earlier, the LTE. So this connectivity is dependent on having how you connect with your cell phones. Now you have a tower,
yes,
right? With
yes.
A tower, it has a coverage, you know, over a specific area. Through that coverage, you have the ability to be able to connect with that. So that's what we mean by a fixed wireless access.
Now, then that brings the question of, maybe before I get to that question, let me take this call. Anthony is in Sandton. Anthony, good morning.
Hi, good morning. How are you doing?
I'm well. Hope you're well, too.
Yeah, good. Thank you. Thanks for taking my call. This question is for your guest. I'm finding a very interesting conversation. We are a very, very happy ADSL customer. We've had it for many years, and it works perfectly. So much so that during load shedding, and we've got a UPS system at home, so our Wi-Fi is always on at home. But during load shedding in the past, it appeared that there were really good backup systems in the exchange. So our line continued to operate during load shedding. In the last 6 months, we've seen that the line has actually gone down after about half an hour of load shedding, even though we've got power at home. And I started to find out, is it a battery issue in the exchange, or is it something else, or one? And two, if it is a battery issue, is Telkom looking at trying to replace those batteries? Because obviously that's how you were backing up your exchanges, right? So I just wanted to find out what the plans are around that.
Yeah, your name is Anthony. Yeah, Anthony's in Sandton.
Anthony, thank you very much for the question. So it could be could be many things that could probably be impacting it from a technical perspective. And I hear you say that you're actually happy, you know, as an ADSL customer. And we have been quite intentional in the last few months to migrate a lot of our customers from ADSL to fiber. For the reason, because we have a lot of theft, or as you know, from a DSL perspective, and rather from a copper perspective. And therefore, what we are really wanting to be quite proactive in ensuring that we migrate our customers across to the latest technologies, where we know that we would have minimal issues, you know, that comparatively to typical issues that we'd have, you know, in the DSL environment. So yeah, I think to answer your question, Anthony, it could be various things. It could be batteries, you know, but one of the things that we've also said as a company was that going forward, in places where we have fiber, we are going to ensure that we push the migration for those customers so that they can have optimal experience with the fiber. And of course, in places where we don't have fiber, then the necessary fix in a case where the DSL service is probably not operational, those, for example, would work very closely with our partnership OpenServe and ensure that the necessary fixing actually takes place.
Yeah, we'd love to go on to talk on fiber. Unfortunately, it's not in our area. So that's why we stayed with DSL.
I hear you.
But if you could maybe, I don't know, it's just someone, I phoned the call center many times and they can't answer the question.
Yeah.
So is anyone, how do I escalate it, the query, just to report the fact that that 54 minutes into load shedding, regularly, the batteries go down. How do I escalate this to someone at Telkom?
Yeah, so Anthony, I don't mind to actually have your contacts, and then I will actually take it up on your behalf.
All right, really, Anthony, we'll pass your details over to Makhosi. All right.
Thank you so much.
Fantastic. Thanks very much.
All right.
Thanks. That's Anthony there in Sandton. Right. 011-883-0702-0727-0702-170. You can weigh in as well this morning on this conversation with your questions for Makhosi. She is with Telkom Business and Home Solutions, managing executive there. This is Dumi in Daneford saying, what options do you have when Wi-Fi doesn't cover the whole house without the use of an extender, which is problematic? Yes.
Dumi, thank you for the question. So what we have from our end as one of the complementary services is the Wi-Fi meshes as well. So I think the correlation between the Wi-Fi meshes and extenders are something that you probably need to probably look at. One of the other services that we have is we also have some of our suppliers that we work with. In a case where your home, you believe that it's not well covered, they would come to your home and assess it for you and do the necessary shifts, you know, just to make sure that, you know, the Wi-Fi extenders as well as the Wi-Fi meshes, you know, kind of work together so that you get the optimum experience that you actually deserve. So it's also one of the services that we actually offer, you know, at a very small price, I must say. And especially in houses where, the double stories or where we've got very thick walls, you know, within the house, we find that the connection there is probably not what it needs to be. And hence, we need the technical expertise to come in and really be able to juggle that for you. Yeah.
All right. Dumi, hope that is helpful and gives you the kind of answer that you're looking for. 011-883-0702-0727-0702. Taking more of your calls and your questions and maybe sharing your experience as well with the product. I see some of you are really rather happy, and maybe I should read this for Makhosi, because you need this kind of feedback. This is Happy in Pretoria saying, one thing I love about Telkom Fiber in my area is that it runs on the old telephone poles so that there's never interruption from contractors breaking the fiber while fixing water pipes, etc., etc.
Unlimit your business, unlimit your life with Telkom Business on 702.
All right, 011-883-0702-0727-0702-1702. We are in conversation with Telkom Business, Unlimit Your Business, Unlimit Your Life. And we are focusing on some of the interventions they have in place, particularly when it comes to fiber for your business to take it to the next level. So if you are that business that is really serious about taking your connectivity to the next level and looking at the future and what the different types of interventions can certainly bring for you, give us a shout. We've got Makhosi Tsamano Mabaso, Managing Executive, Telkom Business and Home Solutions, to be able to answer those questions for you this morning. The question is around, before we get to some of the products, let's talk about the question of how, you know, when I applied many moons ago, I was told in my area there in Ekurhuleni that, oh no, we don't have cable yet in this particular area. I think it has since improved. Maybe they do have now, but penetration, how wide is it?
Yeah, so Thabo, we our fiber is actually quite big, and it has evolved over time, right? It's grown over time. So as we speak now, we have about fiber reaching 170,000 kilometers, right? And that talks to about 900,000 home passed of fiber that we have countrywide, right? So yeah, I mean, probably by the time when you were asking, we're probably still in the infancy stages of rolling it out. But over time, we've really accelerated the rollout of fiber in partnership with OpenServe, who's in our group as well. So
yeah.
So I think at the moment, we're at the point where, I think we are head to head with some of our competitors who are also rolling out fiber across, right? And our fiber is not just only reaching the urban areas, but it also goes to the townships as well. And over and above that, we're really cognizant of that, because therefore the products in the townships will probably look a bit, will be shaped a bit differently,
right?
Comparatively to the products that are probably in the urban, type of environment. So, as we craft our products, we are cognizant of exactly where we want to position it within the various, the urban and the non-urban type of environment.
Let's talk about that. I mean, the wide scope and range of products that I get to choose from, especially if I am a small or a medium-sized business.
Yeah. So, we've got quite a bit, right? We have Web Connect, for example. So Web Connect is a very interesting one, this one, because in this particular one, you don't necessarily need a router, right? So we have the technological capability that as they put in what we call an ONT, it has the capability to give you the wireless connectivity, So it's the lowest range that you can have. That's one. We also have the prepaid fiber, right? Works very much similarly to your prepaid mobile. So it's the very same concept.
Okay.
And there we're making provision for customers, whether in the home or in the business, just to make sure that we cover all sorts of pockets, for the various businesses and homes. The one that we're also talking about here is the business endless fiber, right? The packages there will start from 25 megabits per second. That starts at a price of $499. So the upload of 25, the download of 10 megabits per second. We have 25/25 that sits at about $579, and that range goes all the way up to 500 megabits per second, which is about $1,345.
Yeah. Yeah. Why you call it business endless?
Yeah, we call it endless, and we were intentional about it because this name says it all for us, right? It's a never-ending, it's a super-fast and affordable internet connection. When we were crafting this particular product, what was quite important for us, we had to reflect a bit and say, what's working, what's not working? Part of what's not working required us to go and actually engage with the customers just to understand how are they experiencing it, from their end. One of the common themes that came out of those conversations is the experience, right? And that talks to their ability to be able to do what they need to do without having to be anxious about the broadband running out,
yeah.
Right? So we became intentional to ensure that we craft a product that then ensures that there is no throttling, right? There is no soft cap that the business will have to think about, as they run their businesses. So in a way, we really are opening it up, so that the business can really get the experience that they deserve. Traditionally, this has not been like that. You know, I think data was quite expensive over time, and hence those level of limitations were there. But now we are in a different place. You know, we are in a different place, and we are moving with the evolution of this. And from that perspective, we also believe that our products must also be able to show up in this way as well.
Fantastic. Let's go to Dame Fern Dumi now, calling us. Hi, Dumi. Good morning.
Hello.
Yes, Dumi. Welcome.
Hi. Thanks, Tavo. I'd like to ask my question. I'm with another company, and, you know, I've upgraded, and they've promised like 400 megabits per second. By the time it goes to 17. So I have a problem, and I send an SMS, a text earlier to say, you know, I'm upstairs and I use an extender, which was very problematic. So I'm just wondering as well, with your extenders, won't I have the same problem? Even when I phoned my, you know, Apple, because I'm using a MacBook, I said there's a problem, and, you know, the company, the Wi-Fi company said, no, maybe it's a computer. So there was just this issue that extenders don't really work. But now, listening to your presentation, I'd like to transition, maybe to try telecom business and see if you can help me. And what is the process of doing that?
Well, there you are.
Thank you very much, Dumi. So, Dumi, I'm really going to play open cards with you. One of the things I like to say is when we purchase these type of services, at times there's terms and conditions, and we don't always remember what we signed up for, right? And this, I'm talking to your comment when you say that you get about 17 megabits per second. So it's quite possible that you probably on a service with that service provider where you are experiencing the throttling, and you're probably assuming that the throttling is because of those big walls that you have in the house, you know, which may not necessarily be the case. So in that, for example, of course, the Wi-Fi extenders are not going to work because you're being throttled or you're being soft capped, you know, at a specific point in time. I think if you really want to transition to me, please go to our website, www.telcom.co.za. We will glad you serve you, and we'll also just make sure that, as I said earlier, we want to really understand what do you want to use your broadband for, so that as we recommend, you know, the right product is the product that we know you'll get, you know, the experience that you actually deserve. But yeah, thank you very much. You're really welcome to come across. Thank you.
Dumi, thank you very much for your call. 011-883-0702-072-702-1702. The add-ons that you bring in, for example, with something like Business Endless, I don't know if it applies there, right? Employees and their mobile usage sometimes can get out of hand. And are you able then, with add-on products that you bring with this, be able to control that?
Yeah, so Tabo, in a fixed type of environment like fiber, unlimitedness exactly means that, right? In a fiber environment. And I think what you're probably talking to, it's more the LTE, you know, where you probably have asked for 8 gig, you know, and then that probably runs out. But in the world of fixed, and that's the advantage of it.
Yeah.
You know, that's the advantage of it. You'll just never get to the point where you say you're up with data. You know, you just on that speed. It's a consistent speed for you, and you can thrash it through up until the end of the month.
Future developments that you are looking at creating, particularly when it comes to your fiber network.
Yeah, so I think from a future perspective, Tabo, as I mentioned, we want to make sure that this product is available for everyone. We are not willing to leave anyone behind when it comes to broadband connectivity. So we are working tirelessly behind the scenes to always find very innovative ways of Yeah, very, very innovative ways of ensuring that we put products that suits the various needs. The other developments that we're probably looking at is to look at how do we bring the fixed and the mobile together, right? From an FMC perspective, like I said earlier, you are a fixed customer as well as you are a mobile customer. So some of the products that we want to put on the table and launch for customers, whether that's in the business side or in the home side, is really being able to bring both the fiber and the mobile aspect of things together.
Yeah. On the business fiber service, What are the prospects of scalability? By that, for example, do you have a choice, for example, of many ISPs, internet service providers, coming on?
What do you mean by that?
If you're going to be wanting more services, maybe not internet service provider, but more services that to be brought on.
No, of course.
Yeah.
So, yeah, a couple of things, right? You can, first of all, from a scalability perspective, you can move from 25 megabits per second to, as I said, much higher, to 500 megabits per second.
Right.
That's a seamless migration, you know, from one speed to the other. You're obviously welcome to have multiple services of fiber, depending on the size of your business, right?
Okay.
A business with one or two people, I think one service of fiber is enough for them. But as a business that's probably located in various regions, for example, may probably want to have different services, you know, for the various type of regions. So from a scalability perspective, it's quite easy. It's extendable from that perspective. And yeah, I think it's really as seamless and as simple as that.
All right, 011-883-0702. We'll take your calls next and take some of your WhatsApp messages as well as we continue in this conversation with Telkom Fiber for small business, for medium businesses. The whole point really is how Telkom continues to be the leading network when it comes to fiber connection in South Africa, and how you can certainly derive benefit from that and be able to take your business to unlimited heights. Buzzword there, unlimited, as you hear. Really awesome stuff. It's 10:47. Yeah, 011-883-0702, 072-702-1702. The conversation and how you unlimit your life and have an awesome internet experience for your business, how you choose the right connection for your business, for your home. And maybe let's talk about that. Is the fundamental difference between what you choose for your home and what you get for your business? Business fiber and home fiber, is there a difference?
Yeah, it's actually the same. I guess the difference is what the business wants to use it for and what do you want to use it for. But the fundamental, the technical aspect is the same, you know. The products are very much the same,
yeah,
as well. It's not too much, too fundamental. But I think on the small, medium business, we know that the consumption pattern there would be differently from that in a home, you know, type of an environment. And homes, I think over time will evolve as well. You know, today we're probably talking about your kids connecting, yourself, a bit of content streaming there, but over time we're also going to transition as homes, because a lot of smart homes are also coming through, you know, your smart fridges, your smart,
yeah,
stoves,
yeah.
So all those are going to start being consuming a lot of your data.
Yes.
And that's where now at that point you cannot afford to have interrupted data. It's just not going to be acceptable, you
right,
know? so in a home environment, that time is coming, and I think some of the people are already seeing it, those that are probably ahead of the curve.
Yeah.
But as I said, I think in the small medium business perspective, downtime is just not something that is acceptable, because it costs you money.
How is that going to impact on this thing called bandwidth? And maybe explain that concept of bandwidth and what it means.
Yeah, so bandwidth it's a simple concept in the following, right? It really just talks about the maximum amount of data that you connect at a point in time. That's what it all talks about.
Yeah.
So when we talk about in the 25 megabits per second, you know, there's bandwidth that goes with that. So that's the speed, but within that, there's a bandwidth that you have available. And that's the one that, you know, we're saying that we're not capping, we're not throttling, you know. It's something that's available for yourself there. So we always talk about speed in that world, the speed part of it, as well as the broadband part of it.
So here's a question around the work that you are doing, particularly in communities. This one is from Sipo, and he's asking about the connectivity of schools, especially in the townships, and I suppose that question of rural schools as well coming in there. Yeah,
so we do quite a lot of work with schools. We partner with the Department of of Education in that perspective. And again, the solutions are also very much similar. And there we also do a technology agnostic, like I was telling you before. Yeah. There's some schools, for example, that are in the copper environment, not necessarily covered, but we continue to make sure that we keep them the necessary copper services in that regard. In other areas where schools are covered from a fiber perspective, those will naturally give them the fiber type of services. And those schools that are very much in the deep rural, for example, we would work closely with our partners to ensure that the necessary satellite solutions are available for those schools. So once again, it really comes back to the theme of saying, you know what, we don't want to leave anyone behind, you know, from a broadband connection. Because we really understand the role of broadband even in the education sector as well.
What is the criteria, the question asked here from Protea Glenn is Rulani, for Telkom to decide that they're going to come up and set up fiber in a particular area? So I'm in a business area, and maybe my business area, it could be in a complex, it could be in a business complex that is, and it is not connected, and I would like them to come. What is the criteria of them coming?
So a couple of things, and thank you very much for that question. Firstly, what we look at is obviously where we have our copper customers, you know, because those are customers that we want to continue to serve. So that's the criteria number one. Number two, we then look at the demand, right? The current demand that is in that particular area, it's something that we consider. Thirdly, we look at the future demand that's probably coming, you know, in that particular, you know, environment. So a couple of these variables is what we pull together. And based on that, we are then able to then assess which of the areas we are then going to, you know, to go into, you know, from that perspective. So, yeah, those are the three, four variables at any given point in time that we look at, you know, at the beginning of our financial year as we set out the year, and we start crafting which areas we're actually going to cover going forward. Yeah.
And I mean, we are talking about positioning your business for the future, right? And in terms of long-term possibilities, in terms of long-term developments, right? What are the long-term things that you see businesses will be able to do, right, in the future that you're already setting up for now, in terms of how we're going to conduct business in the future?
Yeah, I think the long-term ones, it's really around pivoting businesses to become a lot more digital than they are today.
Yeah.
You know, and we're going to be playing quite a big part of that. Part of that would obviously require us to even look at offering sort of such as cloud services, you know, because those platforms need to be housed.
We didn't even touch on that. Actually, I wanted to talk about that.
So
yes.
Those platforms need to be housed there. So, the pivoting, and we're really looking forward to that, because pivoting to digital, it's not just about moving from physical to digital, but it gives the small medium business an opportunity to flourish, right? It gives them to be bigger than who they are today, right? So because you're no longer confined within the boundaries of South Africa or even the boundaries of Africa.
That's right.
You know, you can go beyond. There's just no limit in terms of where you can actually sell your services. So we are in the business of empowering those small medium businesses and those type of solutions in terms of those digital platforms. You know, it's something that we are looking to also refine from our end. as we really work with them, as we craft this for them. And I think that's really going to be the next big thing. I think there's some small, medium businesses that have started. Digital business is very different from the physical one. I think we do a lot of digital marketing nowadays.
Yes, sir.
So really your channel becomes very different, from what you have today. So really that's the transitioning and the long term view that we have in mind with a small medium business.
And finally, wherever you deal with these type of situations, the question that comes to mind, I'm talking these kind of products that put you on lines of connectivity, is the security question.
Mm-hmm.
How secure are these networks in terms of my business information going to and fro on this particular network?
Yeah. So, Thabo, thanks for the question. So, one of the main benefits that comes with fiber, right, is the security aspect of it. Comparatively to some of the previous technologies that we used to have, right? And we run big data centers. So at the back of this, what people will not see, it's the ISP portion of it, the technical aspect of it, where we have a ring that's connecting from one data center to the other, right? And those are very big engineering concept around it, and what really makes them stand out is the level of security that they actually have, right? And that question, by the way, is the same for both the consumer as well as from a business perspective. So really, fiber plays quite a big role, in that, and it's really being one of the biggest benefits, besides the reliability that we can talk to, but the security aspect of it is actually the biggest one of it. So super secured. Our small medium business can really be comforted by the fact that their data is secured and they don't really have to worry about security from that aspect.
Makhosi Tsamano Mabaso, Managing Executive at Telkom Business and Home Solutions. I appreciate your time. Thank you very much for
Thabo,
coming
thank
on.
You so much.